And we're back. Thanks for tuning in to 93 and 102.5. Again, my name is Rick Herrick. Reggie Lampson is here in studio with us. Reggie, thanks so much for being with us. Now, we've talked about capital improvement projects. We've talked about really what good shape the Department of Water and Power is in the valley here. And let's just, I keep saying power is just a force of habit, but it says DWP, I think, somewhere on the doors and so forth. So anyways, what a great job they've been doing with conservation, actually with getting grants whenever possible, low interest loans whenever possible, and really doing a great job with keeping up with maintenance and future plans with our system here in the Big Bear Valley. But years and years and years ago, the system was purchased, and in order to purchase it, a bond was put out there, and I'm not even sure the amount. Was it $30 million? It was a lot of money. It was an excessive amount of money at the time. It was shocking almost, right?
Yeah, that was back in 89, and I believe it was $30 million, and then once the city actually gained control of the system and found out that what they actually purchased needed some updating immediately, because
that's so
it
nice
was,
to say it was didn't somebody describe it as a pig in a poke or something like that? Something you want to take home.
it did need, I think, immediately almost $5 million in upgrades. So they had to refinance the initial bond, and I think it went from 30 to 35 or something to that effect. And that was done in the early 90s. And so that was in place. And now, finally, time flies. And it's been almost 30 years since we took over the system. And in 2022, that initial bond, which results in a $3.4 million annual payment, will go away, which is a really exciting time for us, because it will enable us to do something very exciting on the fourth year of this proposed rate change.
Mm-hmm. tell me what that is. What's going to happen?
Well, we have that first transitional year, which some people won't see any change. Some people will see about a 2%, but a net overall of 1.3. Then we're going to do a 2% increase and 2% increase on year three. But year four will be a decrease of 15% for both commercial and residential customers. So
across the board.
Across the board.
Boom, 15% drops.
Service charge, tiers, everything gets reduced, 15%.
Excellent.
So, and then the fifth year, we'll do another 2% increase. So over the five-year period, most of the customers will see right around a 10% decrease, which is really exciting, because we've worked really hard over the last 5 years. 5 years ago, we had projected that we would be able to do a 5% decrease over the subsequent 5 years, but we've been able to increase that by 5% for an overall of 10 because of the hard work of making this system more efficient and in getting grants and loans to reduce our costs. You know, our annual operating costs have actually gone down over the last 5 years because the folks are doing such a great job over at DWP.
Actually going down. I mean, that's almost unheard of in local government.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's phenomenal to hear that actually taking place. When the bond is actually paid off, the debt is paid off, I mean, like you and I, you pay the truck off, you pay the house, whatever it happens to be. What a happy day.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been looking at this for the longest time, and I was on the DWP board definitely a number of years ago, and you look down and we projected out and thought, boy, in 15 years, and, you know, 14, you know, the big countdown, and now we're just about there.
Yeah, it's down to 4 years. Yeah. So it's real exciting, and that will enable us, by removing $3.4 million, we're giving a huge chunk of that back to the customers with the 15% reduction, but we're also keeping a bit. So instead of spending the $1.5 or $6 million a year on capital improvements, like replacing pipelines, like we talked about, our target is to spend $3 to $3.5 million a year, which is more the appropriate level that we should be spending to keep up with how the system deteriorates, because you never know it, but we have 180 miles of pipeline that we have to maintain in the valley here.
Unbelievable. 180
miles.
Wow. Now, one thing that you guys have also done, which I think is phenomenal, is to change over to radio reads meters as well. And I know there's an investment to do that, but the payback for our community is tremendous, because you know when somebody has a leak, you can notify them almost immediately.
Yeah, that's a great project that we instituted a little over 3 years ago, and we thought it was going to take 6 years to install it. We're installing it all with in-house staff, so it's just whenever they have a free moment, they're popping meters and radios in. We have about 11,000 installed, and we have 15,600 or so customers. So we will have that finished, not this coming fall, but a year and a half or so from now, we'll have them all installed. We've done extensive studies on units that we have changed out, and prior to with a conventional meter, it is not unusual to see a leak go for up to 4 months, because in the winter they get covered, the meter box gets covered with snow. We estimate the read, and when the snow melts, I'll be darned, it's leaking under the house, and it's going down a stream, so nobody noticed it, or it's filled up the house with water and then we notice it.
Well, you can see little icebergs forming on the outside walls, then you know you got a problem.
Yeah, and you know, those are huge property costs and water waste. We studied 1,000 homes in Moon Ridge with the new radio read and 1,000 without it. And the radio read customers, their usage from 2014 compared to 2016 went down 3.5%. And you say, well, the drought, so people are changing their ways of using it. The people that have conventional meters, their use over that same time period from 14 to 16 went up 2.5%. So a 6% swing.
Wow.
And if you, you know, expand that throughout our system for the 15,000 customers, you're looking at probably just with the radio read program and primarily due to early leak detection, saving 40 million gallons a year of water.
It's, 40 million?
It's,
I was
going to
say a million.
No, 40 million gallons.
Are saved because of the radio read meters.
That's right.
Unbelievable. So, wow. And, no, that's great news.
Yeah, you know, when we told the Bureau of Reclamation has provided $600,000 in grants to help us fund, because it's a $3 million project to change out those meters, mm-hmm. even with in-house project. They would be another $600,000-$700,000 if we had paid a consultant to put the meters in, so we're saving money that way. But when we told them we have this the test group of 1,000 people and how we did the study, they were very impressed, and they're using our program as an example for other agencies throughout the state.
So. Small town efficiency.
Yes.
I mean, congratulations,
well,
Rosie.
Thank you.
I mean, this is all just great news. And I love seeing the budgets and everything getting better and better with the Department of Water and Power here. I want to throw this in, because people have asked me before, do we drink our lake? I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you.
Absolutely not.
We don't drink. There we go.
It's
all groundwater. So it comes out of the sky. Form of rain and snow, hits the ground, gets absorbed in, and goes through many, many layers of sand and silt and everything else, purifies all the way down to the point where you pick it up, and it could be, you know, hundreds of feet down where the wells actually pick it up and then pump it back up. And so we're wholly dependent on what comes out of the sky.
Yeah, and Mother Nature has the best filter that we know. When you make a surface water treatment plant, what do? You build a sand filter that's, you know, 6 or 10 feet deep, and you filter through it. But we have the ground, which is, like you said, hundreds of feet deep. So it's just, we recently had a Department of Water Resources, not Department of Water Resources, but a health department come up and do an inspection of our site, and they were breaking in a new person. And the gentleman who evaluates systems up and down the state said that we have the second best water tasting water in the state, according to his taste.
His taste, and he drinks a lot of water.
He drinks a lot of water.
Really?
So,
okay.
So we got second.
We're gonna hey, we'll take it. We're gonna shoot for first next time.
Yeah.
In the studio with me, Reggie Lampson, and just to kind of put a bow around this, water rates are changing, evolving, and going down overall, and we'll see a net reduced rate of about 10% right across the board on your bill within just a few years.
Over the next 5 years.
Over the next 5 years. So all very good news indeed. We just need a little more rain and snow.
That would be great.
More to hit the ground, but so far we are conserving. We're doing well. We're not exceeding the water coming out of the ground based upon what is going in an average. So our average yields, everything is in, you know, good news. Pipes are being replaced. Yep. Money's in. Grants. Gosh, Reggie.
And with the $21 million that we spent over the past 5 years, we have been able to drill wells throughout the valley, and that enables us to strategically pump from each. There's little sub aquifers throughout the valley, and this year was the first year since we took over the system in 89 that we're not over pumping any of the sub basins because of all the investments that we've made over the last several
years.
You're
so good. I almost want to use the joke, you walk on water, but I won't do it. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've got some good news again coming our way with water rates. Reggie, thanks for being in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.